Does it feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill working for someone else?
Are you an investor that doesn't have the support to succeed?
Author, investor, and real estate master Chris Prefontaine is here to help. As one of the nation's top producing investors with over 25 years experience, Chris can be with you in the trenches to take your business to the next level. Whether you're all alone looking to do your first deal, or you already have a team established and you're looking to grow to the next level, this is your master's class. Let's get started.
Good morning and welcome, smart listeners. I'm Chris Prefontaine, and my focus weekly is to bring you an expert who can help you make a quantum leap in your business, your finances, and or your life. Buckle in here. We're going to bring you the next master's class. Today, we're going to spend some time with Mr. Neil Bauer. And it's interesting because before I bring Neil on, I am going to read his bio and remind you, if you have not listened to his episode we did, and I will get you the episode number for reference and have that put into the show. You're going to want to see that, listen to that first about Neil. He is the CEO, founder of Grow Capitus, a commercial real estate investment company. He sources, negotiates, and acquires commercial properties around the U.S. for 200 plus investors. Now, listen to these numbers. Current portfolio, over 1,000 units, projected to be at 2,000 in the next 12 months. Portfolio includes multifamily and student housing properties in six different states right now. Also serves as the CEO of Multifamily U. It's an apartment investing education company. Speaks at events and meetups around the country. You're talking about 4,000 plus students attend his multifamily seminar series each year, and hundreds attend his Magic of Multifamily boot camps. He's the co-founder of the largest multifamily investing meetup network in the entire U.S., a group of investors that has over 3,000 members. Pretty impressive. The importance of bringing Neil back was we got the last show done and he and I talked and I said, just based on that conversation, we need an encore visit. So Neil, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Chris. I'm jazzed to be here. Just wanted to add that the 1,000 units went by very fast. We bought 541 multifamily units in Q4. So we're now touching 1,800. So it's a phenomenal time to buy. And We're moving forward with some of the systems and processes that I'm excited to tell you about today.
I love it. Well, on that note, you and I were talking beforehand, and we were talking about the fact that some people, all people, buy property, but in the multifamily world, let's say they buy a property, some people think they're done. Some people don't know what to do next. So bringing us to kind of the next step, as I alluded to in the intro, why don't you talk about what happens after the buy? I mean, there's so much you could do. So go ahead and dive in, and I'll ask questions as I see.
Yeah, this is an area of great passion for me, Chris, because what I found is that people will do so much hard work. They'll find the right city, they'll find the right neighborhood, the right broker, the right property manager, and then they'll find and buy the right property at the right price. With so many rights, you'd think that they'd be done, right? And most people believe that, okay, if I did all of these things right, then I'm done. I'm going to be successful. And I've got news for you. Very few of you are succeeding. Very few of you are doubling investor money in 5 years. And the reason for that is mindset. As soon as the property is purchased, and ideally 45 days before the property is purchased, you've got to move on to the next phase, which is implementation. It doesn't matter how good the city, the neighborhood, the property is. What really matters is what you do with it. And given that multifamily properties and every other kind of real estate in 2019 is very expensive, either you're buying market or you're overpaying. If anyone says that they're buying under market, I'd love to challenge them and have a sit down with them. And I think I'll win a $50 bet from them. So, you know, my email is neil@multifamilyu.com. Take me up on that challenge if you'd like, because I think that no one today is buying under market if they're buying a multifamily that is not in a ghetto area. If it's in a C, B, or area, you are paying market. So how do you take that and return, you know, the kind of money that investors still want, which is, you know, 18-19% simple annualized returns? That's a lot of money. Traditionally, real estate has made about 9%. The stock market makes about 6%. So if you're looking to go up from 9 to 18, that's either a very heavy lift project or it's a project where you've got to be nimble. So today I'm going to talk about three or four mind-blowing strategies that we implement, and we start implementing these 45 days before purchase to really optimize our properties. And we are not property managers. We never want to be. In my mind, property management is one of the worst jobs in the world, right up there with cleaning toilets. And I don't want to do it. But what I realize and what you have to realize is that you as the asset manager, the general partner, the owner of a multifamily do not have the same focus as a property manager. A property manager's job is to efficiently cycle between their dozens or hundreds of properties and touch every one of them and spend the minimum amount of time necessary to not get fired. That's what the property manager's focus is. Your focus is to do anything and everything to optimize your property's income and your property's expense. So today I'm going to show you four or five strategies, whatever we can fit, that basically either optimize your income or optimize your expenses. And that allows you to get from that 9% annualized return to an 18 or 20% annualized return. So let me give you strategy number one, right? So you do not leave it to your property manager to generate lead flow for your properties. He's not going to do it because guess what a property manager is going to do? If he's on AppFolio, he's going to throw the property and all of its units onto AppFolio and click a button where his AppFolio is generating leads. And then he's done. That's his lead generation. He could have two properties. They're a mile from each other. One's generating 50 leads a week. The other one's generating 20 leads a week. And what's he going to do about the one that's generating 20 leads a week? Nothing. He's just going to do his job of processing those 20 leads, even though he knows that he needs 30 or 40 leads to keep that property at 95% or more. He knows that. He'll never tell you. You have to figure it out for yourself. So when you get into the property, right, the first 30 to 60 days, you need to analyze the following things. And I call this system LASL. LASL stands for leads, L. Appointments, A, shows, the people that actually show up at the property after an appointment, S, apps, applications that they fill out and pay a $50 fee, and leases, L, L-A-S-A-L, LASL. You need to understand how many leads convert into how many apps, which convert into how many shows, which convert into how many applications, which convert into how many leases. You must understand this to run your property efficiently. So I'll give you an example, and this varies a lot depending upon whether it's a Class D or a C or a B or an A. It depends on the metro. So I have a property in Chicago where I need to generate 100 leads, and those 100 leads tend to lead to about 35 appointments, which leads to about 16 shows, which leads to about 8 apps, which tends to lead to either 2 or 3 leases per week. Those 2 or 3 leases per week, let's say 2.5, means that in a year, I get 125 leases on a 235 unit property. And because roughly half the tenants leave, that's my run rate. So what I just gave you is the actual run rate of an actual 237 unit property. Now, properties vary. Some properties have more people leaving because they're not very attractive or not in a good place. Some properties have less people leaving. But in general, what you will find is the general rule of multifamily is your property will turn over every 2 years. So if you have 200 units, you need to sign 100 leases. If you have 400 units, you need to sign, 200 leases. If you have 10 units, guess what? You need to sign 5 leases. So understand the LASL system. Once more, leads, appointments, shows, applications, and leases. Where do you get this data? In the property management software. If you are unable to get this data, that is an immediate red flag. That's a property manager you need to fire. No good property manager in the world should have trouble getting you these 5 pieces of information. And if they're having trouble, get rid of them. Now, once you analyze this, you're going to figure out where you can push. And I found generally that there are 5 different areas that I can push along those 5 metrics. There are properties where my teams in the Philippines are generating 10,000 leads for a property that's very hard to fill and stay filled. There are other properties where we generate 0 leads because they're really easy to stay filled. So it depends on where we think the lead flow needs to be to get us those leases. Remember, 100 units, 50 leases, right? So once we figure out the LASL, the conversion, we say, are we getting enough leads? Either the answer is no or the answer is yes. If the answer is no, you need to help in lead generation. And yes, I know it's a property management task, but you're trying to be successful and your property manager is not going to do more of it. There are lots and lots of things that you can do to generate leads on the internet. I've actually got courses and webinars that are specific to generating leads. But the bottom line is there's a lot that can be done on the internet that no property manager will do that you should be doing for the sake of your investors. Now, let's say there's no leads to be generated, well, then move on to the appointments. You want to see in the software if your property manager is doing a good job of setting appointments. What we do with one of our properties, or many of our properties, is that we tell the property manager when we walk in, what kind of phone system do you have? These days, most people have a digital phone system. So it could be an AT&T or Ring Central. So we say, we need a login. And they're like, why do you need a login to our phone system? Because we want to know what your staff is doing. Then we generate a bunch of leads for them. And we have a virtual assistant that goes in every evening and grabs the logs from the phone system and matches them up with those leads. What are we trying to find? What we're trying to find is if our property manager calls back incoming leads immediately or 2 days later. Just so you know, internet leads are the bulk of leads that they will receive. Internet leads are gold in the first 5 minutes. They're useful between 5 minutes and 2 hours. They're very tough to close between 2 hours and 1 day. And they're total shit the next day. They're even worthless. In fact, it's not even worth the time of the property manager, leasing agent to call them the next day. That you should just throw them away because you burned that lead. Why? Because nobody filled out one form. They fill out 6 or 10 or even 15 forms. And by the time the third property manager calls them, they just stop picking up the calls. You have no chance. So moral of the story is this. It is not enough to give leads to your property manager. You must check to see if they're doing a good job and you must incentivize them. Here's a good incentive, and it varies by property, depends on your budget. If a property manager receives an email lead and your phone log shows that he called back within 5 minutes, whoever that leasing agent was, give them $1. $1 as a bonus. Now, if they call back a certain percentage of all incoming leads from the internet by, let's say, 5 minutes, not just one, then double that to $2. And if they do it within 1 minute, give them $4. You might say, that's a lot of dollars. And the answer is, all of those dollars for a massive 250-unit property will not even add up to one unit's rent in a year. But you're going to rent dozens of units because of this strategy. Dozens. Your return on investment is stunning, absolutely stunning. So now what you're doing is you're basically making sure that they're calling back and setting appointments. Now you go beyond that point. The next step in the process is you analyze and say, okay, I gave him 100 leads. He made 35 appointments. Awesome. He's calling a lot of people back within the first 5 minutes. Now, how many of these people are showing up? Oh, only 30% of the people that make appointments showed up. Why is that? Well, that's because he's not calling and texting to remind them. It's a world where we make appointments and we forget. It's also a world where if you have a really structured leasing agent, he's going to set an appointment 5 days from now. Guess what? Someone else called and made an appointment for the next day, and the guy's already rented an apartment that day. He's never going to show up. So your leasing agent needs to be nimble. He needs to be pushy, and he needs to be getting people in tomorrow or today. Right? And people say, I have a slot, you know, I can't come in 5 days from now, or say, oh, I have this beautiful unit. It's two bed, two bath. It's got a great view. But you know, sir, it's going to be gone in 48 hours. Could you possibly make it? I'll stay beyond 5 o'clock for you. Could you make it today? You say that, and now your shows are great. And now you've got a lot of people coming in and showing at the property. And then you move on to the fourth part of the system, which is the applications. So you want to get not too many applications, not too few. You got to be in this Goldilocks zone, Chris, right? Because too many applications mean that you're accepting a whole bunch of tenants that you really don't want. And too few applications mean that your leasing agent is not a salesperson. They're thinking their job is to just show the property, not to sell the property, right? So you're tracking this stuff and you're basically establishing parameters. And how do you establish parameters? By experience. You look at the numbers every week, every couple of weeks, hire a virtual assistant, get yourself this data, make some basic reports. It's not rocket science. I'm talking about an Excel spreadsheet that might have 10 rows and 10 columns. It's about consistency. It's about looking at it every single week and understanding, wait a minute, the last leasing agent that this property had, every time the property manager or me gave him 100 leads, she used to have 30 appointments. This one has 25. And the last one used to take those 30 appointments and get 15 shows. This one has 10. What is wrong here? What's wrong with the leasing person? Maybe something's wrong with our pricing. Maybe not. It's not our leasing person. So now you're trying to figure out how many applications you should get from that. And the last step, by now I'm sure you figured this out, is you take those applications and you figure out how many leases should come from those apps. You should never have 100% of your apps turn into leases. That is a huge red flag. Why? Because some of these people are not qualified. Aren't you supposed to be calling their previous landlords? Aren't you supposed to be verifying their pay slips? So if your property manager has 80% approval rates, bad. There's something wrong there. And you may not suffer today, but you're going to suffer in 3 months from delinquency and eviction and bad tenants who don't pay on time. So you've got to have some ratio set up in all five of these areas. And while this seems like a lot of work, it's not. In our properties, we estimate that we make millions by following this process. And when we talk to our property managers every week or every other week, if you've got a 10-unit property, you're not talking with them every week. We've got 250 units, so we're talking with them every single week, including Christmas week. And when we're doing that, we are constantly pushing these five numbers and these five ratios. Hey, John, you know, we don't know about this new leasing agent that you got. Look, the last one, she had a 27% show rate. This one's got 9%. Have you trained her? Have you retrained her? Have you checked to make sure that she's sending text messages to everybody the day before to make sure that they're showing up? What's going on with this person? It's rinse, repeat. It's endless. It's boring. It's incredibly profitable. You do this process. On the leasing side, your properties are going to prosper so much better. And it really doesn't matter what city you're in. The system works in the best cities in the US to invest in, and it works in the worst cities to invest in. But you will do so much better than a competing property that it's worth, even if it took 10 times the amount of time that it actually takes, it would still be worth doing.
Hey guys, really cool interruption of the show here. I want to let you know that we are launching for the very first time in the ensuing months, a private mastermind only program. This is not about revenue share. This is not about associate. This is a first time ever mastermind program. It's very limited. We're only offering it to 12 people for a myriad of reasons, and it is by application only. It's being offered today at half price. It's going to be that way until this group is filled because it's a beta group. It'll probably be twice that when we do a broader release. This program is called Profits Matter Mastermind. It makes sense, right? You want to maximize your profits. If you want to learn more, go to profitsmattermastermind.com, or if it's easier, profitsmattermm.com. What's glaringly obvious, Neil, is the importance. I mean, it's so precise, all the information you just gave these guys. So, I mean, the importance of knowing the numbers, the importance of tracking the metrics, and it sounds like it doesn't matter if it's small or big. Those are going to be steadfast, no-brainer win when you put all these in place.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, I have to tell you the five metrics between those numbers. Remember, you've got five metrics. You've got the leads, you know, the leads, the appointments, the shows, the apps, the leases. Those are five metrics. And then you've got five ratios. The ratios are actually, there's four ratios. They're the ones in between lead to application. We call it L2A. I can tell you that these ratios, these four ratios and these five metrics, I have a quadplex that I own fully. I'm using the same ratios for that quadplex as I'm using for a 237 unit that is in that market. So it's not about scale. It is about efficiency. And it is about holding your property manager's feet to the fire, because you want to be the most pesky tenant he's ever, or landlord he's ever dealt with, because that's how your investors get to 20% returns. Because if you don't do it, you're going to be at that 9% average that real estate makes nationwide.
I have a small question. I think I know the answer, but when you were going over your $1 and $4, I'm assuming you're talking about per lead called, correct?
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, so let's say, you know, I'm going to break this backwards. So I have a 200 unit property, and I'm assuming that I need 100 leases signed, and I have roughly a 60% app to lease ratio. That means I need roughly 150, let's say 160 applications. To get 160 applications, I need to roughly get about 350 shows. To get 350 shows, I need maybe 700 appointments. To get 700 appointments, I need, let's say, 1,500 leads. So in a year, a 200-unit property that gets 1,500 leads in a decent area could do well. That 1,500 number could be about 3,000 if you're in a sketchy area. So let's say it's 1,500, right? What's the worst that can happen in a year? That they call all 1,500 of those people in the 5-minute golden time? and you get pay $1,500, if that happens, you're super lucky.
Yeah.
I would love to have a property like that because I can tell you that's never happened to me.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
So it's really about incentives and understanding everyone's motivations. A property manager's motivations are at right angles with you. And if you don't bring your motivations into play, he's going to do what he wants. And that's not going to take you to success.
So tell me this, Neil, because you're a wealth of knowledge, and this is what drove this encore visit, is you could literally go for a few hours. So if they want to go for a few hours with you, if they want to get with you more, they want to get immersed in your information, what's the best way to do that before I forget?
So I teach about 10, 15 different webinars on multifamilyu.com. And these webinars get into this kind of nitty-gritty. And they get into this kind of nitty-gritty on 30 different topics. How do you manage reputation for your property for an hour? How do you focus on delinquency in your properties? How do you select the right tenants? All of these are really 20, 30, 40 minute talks.
Right.
And I give them as talks on multifamilyu.com. I'm not a pitch guy. People come to me, either they want to invest with me or they want to buy buildings with me because they like my processes and systems. And I believe that sharing is the best way to get your name out there. So go to multifamilyu.com. There's an enormous wealth of information like this.
I love it. And I agree. If you give, you get. I just got off with a gentleman who had a big Zig Ziglar quote behind him as I was interviewing him, and just the same wavelength. It seems to our podcast, like the work you do, attracts like minds, right?
It absolutely does. And I have a few friends of mine that are very, I'm a software engineer, so I've got software engineer friends, and they're like, oh, this is all woo-woo stuff. You know, you talk about, you know, attracting, the law of attraction. And I'm like, keep in mind that, yes, law of attraction and all that, that, you know, we're talking about spiritual things in the background where you attract wealth. But the truth is, I have done it and I've seen the results. Every time I've been on a podcast and I've shared something, someone else has shared something more important or better back to me. And I've been able to incorporate that and make huge amounts of money on my existing projects simply because there was something I was missing.
Yeah, and I can't resist the last three shows. I mentioned this book, and given that comment you just made, maybe you already read it. Have you gone through the Surrender Experiment yet?
No. I like reading those kinds of books. So tell me a little bit about that, please.
Michael Singer is it's a true story. It's not a parable. He's a billionaire. He built several major companies, but the book is called The Surrender Experience. I won't ruin it and tell you what it starts like and what it ends like, but he exists today, and he's a billionaire with a B, and I'd love you to pick that up. And for the listeners, this is the third show, and if you haven't picked it up yet, shame on you. Go pick it up, The Surrender Experience.
I am certainly going to do that. I'm very hungry for knowledge, so I'm constantly learning. I spent most of my December break, you know, learning, reading, watching podcasts and being on YouTube and reading books. I mean, those of you that are listening, I have to tell you this. This is, and you can overdo this, but the sort of knowledge that is actually available to us in 2019 is insane. It's almost like people on these shows that Chris is hosting are giving away things that no one knew about in the 1980s or 90s. And people right. are willingly giving them away. And it is just a crime for people not to be using this. I mean, there's this tendency to say, oh, this is not that important. I challenge you to take a duplex and try the LASIL system on it. Do it for 30 days. You'll understand how powerful it is. People are providing insane value on podcasts, and there's just this tendency of, oh, because a podcast is free, it's not valuable. And I'm looking at in some of these comments, and I've heard them in person. I go, you truly don't understand the age of opportunity we live in.
Couldn't agree more, Neil. And because we're on the book roll, the energy roll, what's the best book you've read in the last, you did a ton of studying, you said. So what's the best one you can offer to share with the audience for the last month or two?
Well, I think that I've been reading books about procrastination because what I find is I have a big idea, and that big idea sometimes, you know how it is. You've already in the last 30 minutes understood I'm an idea to conversion process. I want to go through all the whole process and create structures. So when I have an idea, I know that it's 100 or 200 hours. So sometimes I'll have an idea that's very big and I don't implement it because I'm afraid of the 100 or 200 hours that go into it. So I've been reading procrastination books, And there's one that I read recently. It's not a new book. It's a classic, but I urge everyone to read it. It's called Eat That Frog. Eat That Frog. And what's nice is it's every procrastination book should be so short that you can read it in 1 hour. And you can read Eat That Frog in an hour. And instantly, all of those key things in your life that you're procrastinating on, you're going to go do them.
I love it. That'd be a cool one for us to, not to give away a gift or a surprise, that'd be a cool one for us to have at our event. So thanks for the share and thanks for the reminder, because that's a great one. Neil, that was super great. I love what you went over, and I want these guys to get over to your university, your website. I'm going to put that in the show notes. I know a lot of times when, and even the first time we chatted, I get off or you get off and one of us is thinking, man, I wish we had talked about that, or I wish we shared this. Any last minute thoughts or any nuggets you want these guys to leave with?
Just that if you are on this podcast and you're listening to me now, 30 minutes later, you're in the right place, you're doing the right things, but none of that happens without massive action. I have seen people who come and tell me, I've listened to 17 of your podcasts, Neil. I've listened to 9 of your webinars. And I've said, okay, that's really awesome. Congratulations. What massive action have you taken? 17 podcasts, 9 webinars. By now, you should have conquered the world. I mean, are you sure your name's not Alexander? And they say, I haven't done anything. And that I have an objection with, gentlemen. Every time you listen to a podcast, you need to take some action. The worst thing that you can do is say, I'll listen to another 5 before I take action, because you're never going to do it. So your time for taking action is now.
Yeah, your massive action and execution. It's funny, the last guest said that, and eye level to me, you know, looking straight across at a bookcase, there's a little wooden plaque that someone mailed to me, and I think it was one of the guests on the show, and it says, a surefire path to success is to take massive action every day. So real cool. In fact, I gave them the suggestion of the book, and as I was on the show, they called it up and ordered it. Talk about massive action. Okay. Wow. Smart listeners, I trust you thoroughly enjoyed our time with Neil today. I brought him back for the encore visit for good reason. He's just a wealth of knowledge, and he just spit out another 30 minutes to you and could have went for 4 hours or more. What key takeaways, as he alluded to, can you act on now, like literally now as you're getting off and as we're done talking, so that you can experience that quantum leap? You can see the show notes that I referenced a few times over, if you're not there, at smartrealestatecoachpodcast.com. So if you're listening somewhere else, jump on over there. If you have not yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, you want to do that. We release videos 3 times weekly, bare minimum. Lastly, if you enjoyed the episode, give us a rating. Neil would love to hear the feedback. We'd love to hear the feedback. You'll help others get in front of this great information. And of course, we appreciate it. Neil, we really appreciate you spending some time with us. We all have the same 168 hours, and they go by so super fast, and they're so super valuable. Thanks for taking half of one of yours this week. Appreciate it. And go off and make productive the remaining 167 and a half that you have. And thanks for being on the show for our listeners.
Thanks for having me on the show, Chris. Delighted to be here.
Thank you for listening to our Smart Real Estate Coach podcast. Want more? Text the word REAL to 66866 and get our Eat That Sandwich ebook about creating fast, stable cash flow with sandwich leases. Packed full of actionable real-life examples and advice to help you move to the next level of investing.